Hi, I'm Marvin Rush, and today we're going to talk about the Hewlett-Packard 6300 scanner. First, I want to describe the scanner to you. It looks like the usual Hewlett-Packard scanner, only it's taken on a little more of an aerodynamic design. The sides of it are rounded, and the top has kind of a rounded shape to it. And the front of the scanner, instead of going straight up and down as we normally think of older Hewlett-Packard scanners doing, it kind of slopes down so that it may accommodate the five buttons that are on the front of it. First, let's talk about installation of the scanner. It comes with a regular power cable and a USB cable, which is the way I have mine hooked up. Most of your newer computers will have two USB ports on the back of them. USB has a lot of advantages, and I will explain some of those to you now. You can purchase what's called a USB hub and hook this to one of the ports on the back of your computer. And the hubs come in 4 or 8 slots, thereby allowing you to plug 8 USB devices into that hub. And you can even link a hub to a hub and just they're having an endless supply of USB devices. The other advantage to USB is that you may hot swap or plug and unplug those USB devices while the computer is still running. Which Windows 98, that's one thing it's very smart about, because when you plug in a new USB device, i.e. our scanner, the Detect Hardware wizard comes up and finds the scanner, which is incidentally the easiest way for a blind person to install this scanner. The auto run for the Hewlett-Packard CD-ROM is very graphical and requires you to click on a couple of graphics that are not labeled. So I have discovered that this way is the easiest way to install it. Once you plug the scanner in and the hardware wizard comes up, it gives you the option to select where your drivers are, which of course we will select the CD-ROM, and then we'll click OK and the drivers will install themselves. After that comes another wizard comes up which will install the Hewlett-Packard software. And it works very beautifully. You just have a few instances to click next if you take the defaults, which the only choice you have is the directory in which it installs to and the program groups that you want the software in. I took the defaults and had no problem installing it. Let's talk about the buttons on the front of the scanner now. Starting from the right side of the scanner, we have File, which is a button that you may assign to, for example, a word processor or whatever you want to scan directly into. The next button is the Fax button, which means you can put a document under the scanner. Press the button and it brings up your fax program. Then it scans the document in, and then you would send your fax as per normal in your fax software. The next button is the email button, what it does, you press this button. It brings up the email client which you have assigned to it. After that comes up, you then can, it also starts a new message, and you can attach your picture or whatever you have scanned in. And send it along with your message. The next button is the print button. What it does is you put a piece of paper or document of some sort under your scanner. Press this button. It scans the document in and sends it directly to the printer. The last button is the scan button. What this does, it brings up the Hewlett-Packard scanner software and scans in whatever is under the scanner, and then you have the chance to manipulate it however you want to with their software. But as you know, most blind people use a reading software such as OpenBook or the Kurzweil software. So let's see what it's going to sound like, how it sounds, how fast it is to do a scan like a print page of some sort. So we're going to launch. Well, first thing we're going to do is close our screen reader. And let's launch OpenBook. And we're waiting now for OpenBook to come up, which it did. And we'll now press the scan key to scan. And that's all there is to it. The scanner will then go back to its resting position. And OpenBook will do its thing. This scanner, I will say that it is a very nice scanner. And once you get the install done, which is relatively easy, if you do it the way that I did, I would give the scanner good ratings. It's a very fast scanner and appears to be very, very reliable. If you have any questions, you may email them to me at Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N, @DTX, Delta Tango X-Ray, .net.